Ugandans yearning for change have suffered a huge loss. Bobi Wine, a young singer-turned-politician, represented a new dawn for the country. But earlier this month, he was crushed by the country's longtime ruler in an election that critics called rigged. The loss has left Ugandans seeking answers, NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
The day after election results are announced, Ugandans stream into St. Paul's Cathedral for Mass. They look up at the altar, pray underneath the high arches and the crystal chandeliers. And in his homily, the Reverend Samuel Mwonge offers solace.
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. And today is a gift.
He says humans with pent-up anger are rushing to their death. He says Ugandans could choose to be mad at election officials or at the police, but instead he says they should focus on life, love everyone, no matter how they voted. What is done is done. His parishioners don't clap. Some nod in approval, but most just hang their heads in resignation. This election was supposed to be different. Finally, a new generation was challenging the 35-year rule of President Yoweri Museveni. The country's most popular singer, Bobi Wine, drew huge crowds with the slogan, "We are removing a dictator." But in the end, the Electoral Commission handed President Museveni a huge win.
I was one of those people who were saying, we don't need to go for elections at all, because if the results are going to be the same, why are we wasting our time?
That is Sheila Kawamara, a political analyst and former politician. She says Bobi Wine went into the elections with naivete. He was confronting a deeply entrenched regime, one with tons of money, one backed by the military. Yet Bobi Wine came at them with music and social media and earnest messages of hope and change. But this regime, she says,
they're old, but they're no fools. And they're not going to let go just because you're making a lot of noise. They will not.
In fact, as elections approached, Museveni's machine kicked in. Security forces arrested hundreds of Bobi Wine's organizers. The military deployed to make sure protests never took off. Authorities turned off the internet, which Bobi Wine had used to turn out young people. And Bobi Wine was put under house arrest. He hasn't been able to rally his supporters or effectively challenge the election results. So what everyone thought would be Museveni's most formidable challenge just fizzled. As Mass ends, Reverend Mwonge tells me that he fasted for 3 days seeking divine guidance for this sermon. And God told him he should preach love, that Ugandans need each other more than they need their government.
It's a message beyond politics, beyond, because politics is for some time.
Yeah.
And eternity is forever.
But as the Reverend walks away, one of his young parishioners, Edward Mugisha, whispers that Ugandans don't want to get over elections. They're silent because they're scared.
Policemen, military men are in.
Yeah.
All guns are cocked.
Even I saw a policeman,
yes,
even here at church.
At church. Even now as I'm talking to you, if there's any policeman around, they can arrest me.
But their yearning for change remains. This silence, he says, is temporary, and it shouldn't be interpreted as defeat. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Kampala.